Hours to Protect on Beat.
This season of overindulgence is finally here. But while you're getting ready for the Christmas parties, the secret Santas, the turkey with all the trimmings, spare a thought for our environment.
People feel a lot of pressure to consume around Christmas, whether that is the presents that I feel lots of pressure to buy people, or food and drink. I think that can sometimes translate into us buying too much stuff that just after Christmas ends up going in the bin anyway.
That's Sarah Duval from Hubbub, a UK-based environmental charity. Sarah makes a good point about Christmas and excess. In fact, last year, Repack carried out a survey in which 93% of Irish shoppers said they receive gifts they don't use. They also predicted that Ireland would generate a massive 97,000 tonnes of packaging waste on Christmas alone. But there are ways to make Christmas more sustainable this year.
I think there's loads of things people can do to potentially gift a little bit differently and a little bit more sustainably. And a lot of it comes down to things that you could make. So, you know, you could make something homemade, you could cook something, you could fill jars with treats, whatever you think people's favorite things to eat are. You can make your own DIY beauty scrubs and face masks.
Now, if you're like me and trying to bake or make presents for friends would just turn into a disaster of flour and sellotape, fear not. There are plenty of other ways that you can make your gifting and other elements of the Christmas season more environmentally friendly. So I'm on a mission for us all, with a goal to buy sustainable Christmas gifts and decorations. I headed to Ballymaloe Christmas Fair in East Cork last month and caught up with Bree Allen.
I'm the festival manager of the Ballymaloe Craft Fair. I think when you choose something that you bought in a craft fair, rather than the high street where it's just the same things row after row after row, you come to a craft fair and each individual piece is made with love and affection. And that's something that will stay with the person much longer. And hopefully they'll hand it down to their kids or on and on, rather than it being thrown into the bin or thrown into the attic and forgotten about.
There are lots of craft fairs like Ballymaloe happening around our region on the run-up to Christmas, so I've decided to try find local, sustainably made gifts and decorations. And within 2 minutes of being in the grain store at Ballymaloe, I met a lady who could only be described as a ray of sunshine, who calls County Wexford home.
Hello there, good morning. My name's Emily Stamp, and I run a small business called Emily's Art. And I wanted to paint animals to make people smile. I live in Wexford. We wanted to be in the sunny southeast so that we could be near family but also near the beautiful coastline of Ireland.
Emily's artwork would certainly make you smile, with puffins from the Salties, local Wexford cows, horses from near her home, and sustainability is also important to her.
Here we are. I've got a grandchild and my granddaughter. You want to make the world that they're going to be living in work well for them. There's lots of small things that I do. Being a print business, obviously I do prints and they go up on your wall, or cards that go in the post. But other than those things that you're going to keep or use, I try not to print anything that will go in the bin. Most of my packaging for my cards and prints is compostable. I'm in the process of moving over from the recyclable ones to the compostable ones, so I'm heading in that direction. And I want a decent planet for our children and our children's children.
My name is Aoife Nicola Cudda and I'm from Gaelty Honey Farm. So we're based in South Tipperary, but we're just where the three counties of Tipperary, Limerick and Cork meet. So we have a third of our bees in County Limerick, a third of them in County Tipperary and a third of them in County Cork.
The bees at Gaelty Honey may have a problem when it comes to what county they support in sport, but their ability to produce sustainable gifts is not such a chore.
We produce raw honey from our own native Irish black honeybees. So that's from a sustainability point of view. These are the bees that are most suitable, the honeybees that are most suitable for our Irish climate. We also, from their beeswax, we produce beeswax candles, which is the most eco-friendly candle that you can buy. Completely sustainable wax. There's very little processing in it, just filtering. Also, we produce a range of beeswax skincare products as well. So for years we've had a beautiful beeswax lip balm, completely natural ingredients, and now we have expanded that range.
So there are lots of ways that you can have a more sustainable Christmas this year. All of the producers I spoke to are on our Hours to Protect section on our website, beat102103.com. So here's to a happy and eco-friendly Christmas.
Hours to Protect is funded by Commission na Mban with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.